You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, I wanted to talk about resetting your brain for top performance. Now, I've always been talking about these resetting concepts, and a lot of people, anytime that I write about this, they just get super excited and they want to ask me more and more questions because people know that if you, again, don't reset your brain on a regular basis, you're going to have so many thoughts and so many issues just flying around in your mind and you don't know what to do with them. All right. So please share this episode with someone that you know can benefit from it. You may have friends or family members who are super busy, but they don't know how to go about it. They don't know really how to get started and to stick to it. All right. So point number one, pick a day to avoid social media and entertainment. I know for some of you, it's going to be hard because you are glued to your phone 24/7, but you have to commit to this to make it happen. You can't just say, well, I'm going to do it for 2 to 3 minutes and then I can't really stop from going to social media and I'll go back on it. Just pick a day, turn off your phone. If you can, give it to someone else so you know for a fact you're not going to go even close to it. You want to have at least 12 hours for yourself, right? Point number two, choose one or two biographies of the greats, anyone that inspires you. Now, we live in a world where you can literally access all sorts of books, all sorts of content. I would say online, but again, today is a day of no computers, no phones at all. So that's why I'm saying you actually have to get a hardcover book and just read about this person. Read about what they've done. Read about how they overcome difficulties, how they've overcome big issues in their lives. Because the more you read about people just like you and I, and you realize that, hey, this person is, super successful now. They're famous. They had an amazing impact. They had an amazing life. They were an amazing husband or wife. They were just overall successful people, but they started from scratch just like you and I. And you, when you start realizing that, you say, well, what's the difference between me and them? Really nothing. It's just the amount of commitment toward, being a better person. And that will inspire you, right? Point number three is to read and take notes and be deliberate. This is very important because if you read a book and you just don't take notes, you will forget the key concepts. And I want you to really understand this. If you read something once and you don't write it down, these concepts that you think, oh my gosh, they're so exciting, in 2, 3, 4 days, you will forget about them. So if you don't write them down, that's what's going to happen. So take notes, read, and be deliberate about it. Point number four is to realize that you have the ability to live a similar life to those people. And as I said, this will come with experience. This will come with you taking the first steps, realizing that your small wins are actually taking you somewhere in life. And when that happens, you're going to be able to really prime your subconscious with the fact that no matter what you want, if you work hard, you will get it. So you do this kind of resetting, I would say every 5 to 6 weeks. Choose one day only. Do this. And the reason why, again, I don't want you to go on social media and entertainment is because social media and entertainment are actually made to wire you in the opposite way. They wire you to believe that only the influencers have the life they want. Only the people that are in the movies, actors or models have the life that you want. And that is not true at all. You want to, again, avoid that type of content as much as possible, but especially during this resetting day, right? So for those of you who are asking, is this the reset post that you always talk about? This is different because the reset post that I generally talk about, the brain reset post that I generally talk about is for anxiety, for maybe even some depression, or even, of course, for stress, most importantly. And that's a bit different. There are definitely different steps to take for that type of reset. But this reset is just a mindset reset for you to go from I can't have what I want in life to I can do whatever I want as long as I work hard. All right? So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And until next time, up your game.